A unique smell has been wafting through parts of Nome this past week, but it's not your typical summer fragrance. It's the smell of bear urine. And it's part of a new plan being tested to keep musk ox herds out of town. Tony Gorn is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Nome.
We routinely, almost daily, now move musk ox, but then they come back. So this is an attempt to maybe put out some type of deterrent to prevent them from coming in so close to town.
He says the agency has tried it all, rubber bullets, firecrackers, even aircraft. Now the tension with tensions in Nome mounting as herds of the animals are continuing to congregate and threatening dogs and property, Gorn is trying a more natural incentive to coax them to leave.
Some of the groups, at least, of muskox are moving close to town is because they're trying to find a bear-free zone. So really the idea is make it appear like there may be bears in the local area and maybe they would move back out. It's absolutely not tested yet, but it's worth a try.
Gorn says the urine has been applied to two sites where people have had run-ins with the herds. However, Nome's windy, wet climate is proving a challenge for implementation. But where do you buy or harvest bear urine?
Well, you can buy it commercially. So the internet's a wonderful thing.
Gorn has been in contact with other biologists that deal with muskox, but says Nome's situation on the Seward Peninsula is unique, and it's a polarizing issue for residents. Some people are frustrated by the threat of herds in their backyard, while others like the experience of living close to wildlife. The muskox population on the Seward Peninsula has been declining by about 13% each year.